You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.
What I believe is that demons are present in the world. The name that's often used for the head of the demons is Lucifer. Well, he's called the Prince of Liars. It's no problem to make him, like, if you're asking for your Aunt Jean, what does it hurt for him to say he's your Aunt Jean? When you open yourself up to spirit, are you opening yourself up to demons?
I went and interviewed the animal control officer and found, to my surprise, that this county official possessed a manila file folder that he had labeled werewolf. Now that's news when you have a county official with a file folder marked werewolf.
That I have investigated since I was director of special projects at the CBS station in Denver about the worldwide animal mutilation deaths, and it was quite a paradigm shift for me then to sit and listen to sheriffs telling me that we weren't dealing with satanic cults, we weren't dealing with predators, we were dealing with something from outer space.
When I go to communication, it's just like this message, like a message will come into my mind, you know, and say, we're here. They say, we, they never, I don't hear, they don't say, I'm here, and I've never heard that back. It's always, we're here. And then I'll pick up my camera and go out and wherever they are and start filming.
The sheep rancher up in Lincoln County found that during a severe thunderstorm, he heard a muffled explosion that was different from the rest of the thunderclaps. The next day, he went out to check his fence and his sheep. He found the wreckage.
And at age four, I noticed an entity in my room. It's about 5 foot tall. It's pure white with large round eyes. And I just cannot figure out for the life of me what it is.
Welcome to the Paranormal Cafe. I'm your host, Robert Simcox, here at the beautiful downtown Westchester WCHE Studios. It's really good out here today. It's hot as all get out. I wanted to, people that are local or along the eastern seaboard, I don't have to tell you, obviously, it's hot outside, but just be careful, take care of yourselves, and hydrate. And let's not forget the older people that may not have air conditioning, or our animals that don't have any air conditioning. It's really a bear out there this week, and it looks like it's going to go into, say, like next week too. So be very careful, very careful. We have a good show up for you tonight, but and I think I set this all up all right. We have in studio, we have Steve with us today. How are you, Steve?
Doing good, Rob. Good to be here as usual.
Very good. Hey, very cool. No, I just wanted to say we had a great show lined up. We have a gentleman up in the second hour. That's the 8 o'clock hour here on Eastern Seaboard. And if you're in the Central Time Zone, that's going to be 7 o'clock. Darren Dido. And a lot of people might say, who is Darren Dido, that don't know him locally? But in Mississippi, he's well known. It's a guy who's... he's an anchorman, local anchorman down there, and I say local anchorman because, you know, everybody knows him down there. So he's going to be with us in the 8 o'clock hour talking to us about things that don't really necessarily fit into the everyday society or everyday conversation, things that we talk about here on the Paranormal Cafe.
Okay. So you're saying he's an anchor of what?
Anchor. He's a news anchor, a TV news anchor down there.
Okay, he's a TV news anchor down there. So he's well known.
He's well known, yeah.
And oh, wow.
I've been put in contact with him through my agent.
God, your head's just way too big, dude. You got to knock this off.
You know, we were talking about this before. I do that, and like some people that don't know me, they're like, oh, he's all stuck on himself. But I do that because it's like this exact opposite of who I am.
Exactly, you know, exactly.
I'm not a stuck-up guy. It's just
Rob's just a low life that you don't even want to talk to, believe me.
Hey.
No offense.
So what happens is that...
So wait a minute. One more question before you talk about him again. Mm-hmm. You actually have an agent?
I have an agent.
That there, you know what? Yeah, I believe that the fire and brimstone is on its way.
It is on its way. I'm right there beside you, man. Yeah, I really.
I spoke to my father about it, and he was like trying to tell me too, and I wouldn't believe him. And then he said, "Did you hear that Rob Simcox got an agent?" I said, "So, Dad, you're going to be throwing this fire and brimstone then, aren't you?" He says, "Yeah, I keep telling you it's happening."
So now when you say father, Steve, are you talking about paternal father, or are you talking about...
There you go. Take the latter of the two.
Really? Steve's a convert. Okay. Well, very cool. So I got introduced to him through my agent, Pat. And I love saying it, and Pat knows how much I love saying it because he calls me. The conversation with Pat's funny. I mean, Pat's like, "Hey, Rob, how you doing?" I'm like, "How are you, agent?"
Oh, you have to say agent.
"How are you, agent?"
Yeah. Like, hey, I like that. Agent Pat.
Agent Pat.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, you know, the problem is you know, if Pat gets... You know, he puts up with me for so much stuff. But, you know,
I was sad. He's not going to be on tonight, is he? Well,
he might call us. I mean, it's you know, it's his deal. You know, he wants to call up, he will. But
cool. If he does, let's say Agent Pat. What's up?
Yeah. Well, the thing is with Pat, he's very, I don't want to say low key kind of guy, because that's not really what he's all about. But he is like, you know, he's just cool. You know what I mean? Pat's a lot cooler than I am, obviously. I mean, he is.
Well, anybody's cooler than you.
That's not right.
What?
But like, this is what I want to do with Pat. Like, this is what plays in my head every time I talk to Pat.
Well, this actually fits. This is what I was thinking.
Yeah. It works. There's a man who leads a life of danger. Oh, yeah. This is... Pat has this on his car. So, it's the only song that plays with Pat's car now.
Oh, yeah? Cool. Every move he makes,
and every chance he takes. The odds are he won't be able to help Rob out. Agent Pat.
Yes.
Agent Pat.
Yeah, I like that.
See, that's what I think about when I... Yeah. So I just want to be able to, like, secret... Is this Secret Agent Pat?
Yeah.
So, this is... I'm letting you behind the curtain of what Rob's thinking, okay?
There you go. Well, actually, it's pretty cool. I like it. That's kind of the song that I was thinking of when I was thinking of Agent Pat.
Yeah. He drives around like... He's kind of a mix between Austin Powers and James Bond.
There you go.
Only the cool parts of both.
Secret...
Yeah.
Secret Agent Pat.
So, okay. So, I got to meet Darren. I know people are listening to this going, that's the first time I ever heard this idiot on the radio, and he's throwing this. Okay.
That's a good way to start it off.
Yeah, it's a really good way to break people in.
Yeah.
So, apparently, what's happened, I got to meet our hero of Darren through the, through Pat. And he says, you know, he was the host of the first ever Mississippi UFO conference, which Pat put together.
Oh, wow. Pat put it together, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to the show for any length of time, I've been talking about it. I promoted it and everything like that.
Okay.
And I got to meet Pat based through that, and it's really been cool. So the whole thing with that is I learned about who Darren was. I got to view the video from the first Mississippi UFO conference, which is very nice.
Oh, cool.
He sent me it's a 3-DVD set. I'm sure you can get a hold of that somewhere.
Yeah.
I know you can get, if you go to MSUFO.com.
Give me a copy.
No, I cannot give away a copy. I'm sorry, Steve. You have to go through the website.
Oh.
You're still waiting for your t-shirt. So.
Yeah, I know, which I never did get.
Exactly. Okay, so what's going on is he's going to be up on the second hour. He's done you know, as you would say, he's a real reporter. As you
he
say.
Is? Like Linda Moulton Howe?
Yeah. I'm telling you, if you ever get to meet Linda Moulton Howe, which I'm doing everything lawfully in my power so it won't happen.
Yeah, I know. No, I need to meet her physically. I need to see her.
If you ever get within 100 feet, you need to wear an athletic cup.
Yeah, no, she's going to really take me out.
And I will be there to videotape it. It'll be a YouTube moment. Okay, so getting back to him, Darren Dito is the news anchor down there, and so he hosted this and everything. But on his on the news program, he has done ghost investigations. He
wow.
has done UFO investigations. He's the guy that kind of gets into that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of privileged to have him up at the top of the hour because he's going to talk about that with us. So
wow, that is awesome.
Very cool, very cool. And I'm really looking forward to having him. If you want to give us a call here at the studio, you can. 610-701-WCHE, 610-701-9243. That also brings up the second point. There is a station down in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
Called, it's WLEZ. 101.1 FM, that they're going to be actually trying us out, basically, and they're going to broadcast us over the weekend. So
what? You're going to be on an FM station?
I know, isn't that weird? So they're going to be breaking into the FM market. But they're going to play like an hour. They're going to do it on Saturday night.
Okay.
And 8 o'clock, and you should be able to pick that up anywhere. I mean, I think they're going to, I believe they're going to stream it. I think the negotiations went in that direction.
Cool.
So they're going to be streaming the hour with Darren Dito tonight, but they're going to do that tomorrow. They're going to broadcast at a later time. So it's not a direct tie off the live feed tonight.
Oh, okay.
Not like it was with PAZ.
PAZ, yeah.
Yeah, which I've never heard from since. So they're going to be broadcasting that. Let's try it out to see if, you know, maybe we do go in that live direction soon.
That would be awesome.
It'd be cool. It'd be very cool.
Yeah.
So it's really, things are looking up. It's just that, we're looking at sponsorship and stuff like that. And if people are interested in sponsorship, they can get in contact with me. Just drop me an email at mycafe@juno.com. That's MYCAFE at juno.com. Mycafe@juno.com. And we can set something up like that. So
cool. So I can get somebody to sponsor me?
Yeah, you're going to come here with just sponsoring Steve. That's all.
Well, you're saying getting sponsors, right? So
yeah. What do you want, just a sponsor to sponsor just Steve on the show?
Well, just sponsor me for anything.
Oh, okay. So you just want to be sponsored going into the local, like, convenience store.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I'll promote you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you would. It'd be funny just sponsoring like Steve. Be like, you know, Campbell's Bologna. We sponsor Steve. We sponsor Steve. Sponsor Steve.
That's cool.
Exactly.
We sponsor Steve. So if you see Steve walking around with the Campbell's logo, guess what? We sponsored him.
Yeah, exactly. We sponsor Steve.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. So he's going to be on the top of the hour, 8 o'clock hour, so really nice.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I mean, that's kind of really awesome. I mean, to bring somebody in that's actually a news anchor, a real reporter, an actual news anchor that's live on TV down there every day, and you know, that's actually coming on the show to talk to us about the paranormal.
It is. It really is. It's kind of cool. I like the way everything's happening because Pat's doing a lot of stuff, and Pat got a hold of a piece of equipment this week. You probably have noticed already that. If you've been
that new toy that you just won't leave alone and put down and stop playing with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, if you listen to the podcast on a regular basis, you've probably noticed that it sounds a lot better right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're able to record it on our own equipment, so it's coming across crystal clear.
That's the nice part about it.
Hoo-ah! So, I had somebody send me an email one time. Because they listen to the podcast through here.
Yeah.
And they're like, I thought you had a speech impediment when I first listened to you. And then I realized it was just the quality of the podcast.
Yeah. The quality of the recording was not that good.
Right. Because when I would record through PAZ, they had a different recording way up there.
Yeah.
And it was a lot more clear, so people could understand what I was saying clearer, I guess.
More clearly.
So, you know, there's a couple of things that, you know, I got the thing, and you know me, I got to test stuff out. So, I do voices, okay? Now, there's a woman online.
Strangely enough.
Yeah. There's a woman online, Wanda.
Okay.
I think her last name is McQueen.
All right.
And she's always, like, I mentioned online that I did voices. I was, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that.
Okay.
She wants me to do voices on the air. Well, this isn't really the forum to do it. But since But since I have the new piece of equipment, I can now illustrate how I can bring in other sound pieces into it. So, you know. I'm not even sure. I forgot to label
these. Is this Rob's playtime?
It is Rob's playtime. It is. I like playing.
Oh, hello, there. This is Opa Cookie Monster, and I'm here to say that I want to everyone to go out today and buy a whole box of cookies for Cookie Monster, because Cookie Monster very hungry. It is a vicious, vicious rumor that I now eat vegetables. That is baloney. Cookie Monster always has and always will love cookies. And I want someone to go out, everyone to go out, the whole world to go out and buy a box of cookies and give them to me, Cookie Monster. And I want to, for the next 25 years, to be able to go, yum, 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 every day. And I will eat all the cookies. And everyone will say, hey, that is great. Do it again, and I will go, yum, 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 yum. I want to thank everyone for giving me the cookies every day. The cookies!
It goes downhill from there.
I believe it.
It goes really downhill. So you can hear that I had to test the equipment.
Okay, yeah, so Pat, if you're listening, please do us a favor. Get this guy out and busy with other stuff, because obviously he has too much time on his hands.
Well, you know, I try to do what I can, you know. But, I did start out with, you know, doing the whole deal with, you know, just doing a regular recording, like testing 1 2 3 1 2 3.
Okay, that's boring.
Yeah, it's boring. I just kind of got bored of it. I was like, okay, you know, we'll see how that works, you know. But I kind of did other things too. So let me see what else.
What else could you have possibly done?
Hello, this is Elmo, and Elmo says hello, baby. Hello, Bailey. How are you? Are you okay? You're a good doggy. You're so cute. I'm a laughing because it's so funny. It's going to tickle. I'm a laughing.
You were deranged.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
going to
pass out.
So, I hope Pat's not listening to this. Cause then
I hope he's not.
Because if he's listening, he'll be like, oh, my God, I sent a piece of a sophisticated equipment to a moron.
Exactly.
This man is a complete idiot. What is he doing up there? This guy, I sent him a top-of-the-line piece of equipment, and this idiot's doing Elmo voices, and he's using them on the air. What the hell is with this boy? So, you know, I didn't tell Pat I did that, so I'm hoping he's not listening right now.
Yeah, I'll bet you'll be calling in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he is. He'll be like, what's going on? Hey, Rob, box that piece of equipment up, send it back down to me. I'd appreciate it if you do that too.
That might be the best thing.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I'm by myself when I'm doing all this.
That's what scares me.
And just the dog's laying there, and I'm like, I want to test how it sounds. So, I mean, I can sit there and go, testing 1 2 3 4 5 5, and then listen to it and say, okay, that sounds okay, but I got to do wide ranges. So, you know, I'm doing like getting loud into the microphone, see if it works, getting soft, see if it works. So I'll just play this one then.
Oh, God.
See if you remember this one.
Hello there, how are you? I am sitting here. I'm thinking about running for the governor of the world. I will do it. I was governor of California and screw it.
I'm just too big for that anymore. That state is so screwed up, no one could fix it. I don't even know. Hollywood, screw it. Everything, screw it. I will be governor of the entire world. And then everyone will have to bow down before me, before the last action hero, before me, Arnold B. Schwarzenegger. And you say, Arnold B. Schwarzenegger, I never heard the initial B before in Arnold B. Schwarzenegger. Well, you've never heard a lot of initials in between Arnold and Schwarzenegger, because this one means B, B-E, I be Schwarzenegger. Arnold B. Schwarzenegger. Yes, I be the Schwarzenegger. And you know what? That is good, because I like it that way.
Can you say delusional?
Now what I want you all to
this is what I do.
Put down your pens and papers and quit playing with all the nonsense. Quit screwing around on these phones and these crazy things. And get up and walk outside and pick up the closest Buick you see. Just lift it over your heads. Say, I want to be a Terminator. I want to be a Schwarzenegger. And then what you do? You put that Buick down because you broke the damn thing. You put it down. People inside of it, what are you thinking? You do not worry about it. That's what being a Schwarzenegger is all about. You do not have to think about things before you do them. I told that Maria. I told that dumb bubble-headed bitch to shut up. She wouldn't shut her mouth, so I went over there and picked up a Buick. And there were kids inside and they fell out. That's what's happening.
This is the kind of what goes through my head.
For the governor of the world.
Scares me.
You're going to break a few omelets. You're going to crack a few skulls.
This goes on for a couple minutes.
We're going to do it together.
I can believe it.
Buicks all around the world getting lifted over our heads. It's crazy. I know it sounds insane, but it's fantastic. It's fantastic. Do not muddle with all this stuff. The fax machine is dead. Get used to it.
Oh, man.
Quit screwing around on your smartphones. They're not smart. They just lay there and ring all day. What you need to do is you get up. You go outside. Do not lift up a Toyota, okay? Toyota is from Japan. Them things will run away on you. You go 150 miles an hour in a 15-mile-an-hour zone. What the hell? It's a runaway car. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Because that way when you break a Buick, a man in Detroit goes, hey, I got a job today. I got to fix all these Buicks.
Is that Team Men in White coat coming in?
Pretty much.
They want to talk to you, right?
Pretty much. So it goes on like that for a couple minutes, talking about how I can fix the economy and everything. But I do that stuff just to test the levels.
Yeah. Yeah, as you do the hyphenation with the fingers. Sure.
You weren't supposed to say that to everybody. So, you know, that's what I do. So,
Wanda wasn't supposed to say that. Oh,
no. Wanda wanted to hear some of the impersonations I could do. So she got the Cookie Monster, Elmo, and Arnold.
Hey, Wanda. Well, I hope you enjoyed it because obviously a few guys with white coats and, you know, be coming in to talk to Rob soon enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. So, you know, it's just you got to test stuff out. And that's what I was doing.
Hey,
I was like,
hey, yeah. Here you go. I don't mean to cut you off again. Here goes. I got a great title
Steve's
for that.
He's really good at cutting me off. Go ahead.
I've got a great title for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, incoherent mumblings from Rob Simcox.
Is that like Deep Thoughts by Jack Handley or something
like
that?
You got it. It's the
Deep
same as
Thoughts.
Incoherent Ramblings by Rob Simcox. Here and let's see where Rob's mind is at today.
We could do like a whole segment just based on that.
Yeah, I know.
But very cool. So yeah, we're able to record it now in a lot better quality, and you'll notice that on the podcast that it will be recorded better. So
cool,
get quality things. You know, there's another thing I wanted to bring up, and this is kind of a sidetrack. I know we're going to get to some news soon. But I wanted to just point out something. Everybody knows, I have told people a million times, if you want to listen to download the show, you just do it by going to www.theparanormalcafe.podomatic.com. Okay? And you can just download to your heart's content. Okay. I just want to point out what's going on with Podomatic now. It's interesting, okay, because Podomatic is, all I asked them to do is to basically, I can load up a podcast,
and have people be able to download them. Okay. Now, when first went on Podomatic and everything like that, we did the show, released the show. It wasn't the greatest sound, like, you know, we could have recorded a little bit better.
Right.
But eventually we were like one of the most popular podcasts they have. And I guess it was based on downloads, people listening and everything like that. So that's great, right?
Okay.
We fluctuated between, we'd go down all the way down to like 7 and, I'm not talking about 7 in my category. I'm talking about we were like the 7th most popular podcast they had.
They had, yeah, that the people were listening to.
Exactly. So the pod, we would fluctuate from 7 up to like 20, okay?
Right.
Then I moved over to down the street, WCOJ, and then, you know, was there for a while. And that, I say a while, a couple months, 6 months, 8 months, whatever it was. And that worked out for a little while. And we were gaining popularity. Of course, you know, the fallout with COJ, and then they tried to steal the show and everything like that.
Yeah. Tried to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So that all happened and everything. So I had to restart back up, which I don't care. I just wanted, you know, it's better now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So then I start back up and everything, and my popularity is good and everything like that. And all of a sudden it no longer is downloads. It's not, they don't count it on downloads anymore. Okay.
What are they counting on?
Well, they change it to like unique addresses. So if you had 10 people that went to it and they all went to it from their own computer, they counted that and multiplied it times download and multiplied that times subscribers. It started like 3 or 4 things turned into how they ranked their podcasts. Okay. Yeah. It was a little weird. I was like, okay, they're changing up a little bit. I don't care. You know, So after they did that, all of a sudden now I'm, you know, between 80 and like 150. Okay. I'd fluctuate in between that.
Yeah. 80 and 150. But that's not based upon actual listeners.
That's exactly right. They're adding in other things. So, okay. That went on for a while, maybe a year, 2 years, whatever. Right.
Okay.
Now look what's going on here. I brought up the podcast and I brought up the statistics, right?
Okay.
I used to be what? Number 7 to number 20. Then it went to like 80 to 150. I haven't changed anything. Nothing's different.
The show's still being listened to. You still have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, like hundreds of downloads a day. People are visiting the site. It's really good. I'm really, you know, it's really nice, right?
Okay.
Look at my podcast rank. Do you see that number?
Yeah, I see.
What's that number?
2253. It's like 2,253.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because they changed the formula again, and the formula is now you gotta, it's plays, likes, embeds, playlists, follows, comments, visits, and then downloads. So there's like this mystery equation they put together, and they don't even tell you how it's figured out. It's just, as they actually say this on the site, it's a secret. It's a secret? So basically you have to go to a baseball game, play the game, and it's a secret until the end who wins. What are you talking about? So now they want me to go and get all these comments and follows and embeds and playlists and all this kind of stuff to up my rank.
So people actually listening to the show has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what I'm saying. So that's exactly what I'm saying. What does this have to do with the show? And that's what I complained about. I complained saying none of this other stuff, embeds, playlists, follows, comments, likes, or plays, has nothing to do.
No.
Plays is like if somebody plays it off the Podomatic site.
Right, off the site. Most people download it when they get a chance to listen to it, they listen to it. I do that too. Right. I, you know, because like the shows that I'm on especially, my wife likes to listen to them. So I download them on my computer, and then when she's ready to listen to it, she turns it on and listens to it. I'm not going to sit there and listen to it online all the time.
Exactly. This has nothing. So what it's doing is now there's 8 different things that get figured into to figure out the rank. Before, I was number 7, and people would be like, oh, it's in the top 10. I want to hear it. And they'd try it, and they'd say, I'd like it, or they don't like it, whatever. Right. Now I'm ranked 2,200. I'm not even number 1 in my category. I've been my number 1 in my category since the beginning. Okay, consistently.
Well, yeah. No, you have been. Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, let's do the biggest comment that you get is like, Yeah, I love listening to your show because it's not like other paranormal shows. They're all pretty much the same. Yours is actually entertaining and interesting to listen to.
It's just interesting that now they're changing the whole equation to where any equation where I end up at being numbered 2,253 in order. I already have a disadvantage here, okay? I already have a disadvantage because somebody else can have, and I'm a musician, can have like a guy that mixes music.
There
he,
you go.
He can put something up that's like 4 or 5 minutes long, and that's a download, okay?
Right.
I got to put a show together, and I got to interview people. I got to work, you know, an hour. I usually break the show down into an hour downloads to make it easier on people.
Right, right.
But I got to compete against that. So that guy can get one download, only spend 5 minutes worth right. of bandwidth and stuff like that. I got to spend the hour, but we still get the same credit. I'm already in the hole for that, okay?
Exactly.
Now I'm like ranked 2,253 overall. I'm 7 in my category. If you look at these other ones that are in my category, I'm not trying to be a jerk here, but
okay,
like...
Okay, but you are.
No, I've been broadcasting. I'm in my 6th year, and these other ones, I went to some of these the other day, and I'm not trying to be mean, and I'm not going to name anybody by name.
Okay.
But some of them are horrible. I mean, I'm not talking about subject that I'm not interested in, but like impossible to listen to, because it sounds like, and then you hear somebody off in the distance.
So what we do is
they're interviewing this person.
Yeah, it's poor quality.
The quality kills the content.
Right, which I understand.
I'm not trying to, I understand people podcast and everything like that, and I'm not against podcasting, but my thing is, hey, how come you have all, I got to now sit there, this is what they're saying, you have to now go embed it somewhere, and now you have to go get on playlists. Who's going to put an hour show on a playlist? Seriously.
Not me.
Who's going to, and you got to have likes. So people, most people don't come to the Podmatic site. Most people get it through iTunes.
Exactly.
So I'm being penalized.
Yeah, because with iTunes, you can have it automatically downloaded. As soon as a new episode goes up, it automatically downloads it to your MP3 player, your iPhone, or whatever you're putting it on. It automatically downloads. Whereas with Podomatic, you got to go back to the page.
Right, right. It's you know, I don't understand what's going on with Podomatic. I've had problems with them before. Okay. You know, they've charged my account when they shouldn't have. And then they've caused backups and stuff like that. And
yeah,
they've caused me to incriminate, you know, get penalties and financial costs and all this kind of stuff. I've complained about them before on the Facebook. And, of course, you get, like, people like Robbie Gutwrench. He says, well, I don't have any problem with it. Yeah, well, maybe because you didn't have the same situation that I had. He's thinking it's a technical issue. It wasn't a technical issue.
No, there was other glitches, yeah.
I told you about it. We talked about it. And, you know, I had my evidence, and they still, you know. So if you're starting up a podcast, do not go with Podomatic. Don't. Because if I wasn't with them for so many years, I probably wouldn't stay.
You would pull out. Yeah.
I'd pull out. But, right, you know, it's just one of them deals where all my fans know where I'm at.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
How am I ranked number 7th overall in my category? That's crazy. I've been number 1 consistently for 5 years. Consistently.
Well, Rob, under the new formula, which is much more fair for everybody, you know, it even takes people who basically don't do a very good job or not doing a very good show, lets them get recognition. So,
I don't mind people getting recognition. If you want to have like a newbie show where anybody under a year has their own ranking system, I'm all for that. I'm not here to bash other podcast players. I'm not, or podcast makers. I'm not
right,
into that.
Right.
My thing is, I worked for this. I earned it. Now I'm ranked 2,200. People are going to look at my show. Somebody that doesn't know my show comes along and says, ah, this guy's a hack. He's 2,253.
Right, right. The thing is, the problem is that I understand what you're saying. Somebody like, you know, even me, coming in, I'm going to look at a show and say, okay, I want to see a good talk show.
Right.
If I see that, even though that's really a great talk show, I'm never going to know. Because I'm going to look at that and go, geez, this guy's ranked 2,253, man. He's at the bottom of the barrel. I ain't going to listen to that.
Right.
He's got to be total crap. There's no reason for me to even listen to it.
And, you know, never mind the hundreds or thousands of downloads the guy's getting a day, you know, from all around the world.
I'm not even going to look at that. I'm going to look at that ranking and go, this guy's horrible. What do I want to listen to him for?
Exactly. That's my point. And, you know, there's other shows on here that have like two or three shows. That's it. In like a year and a half. That's it. And they're ranked higher than me because they have playlists and embeds. And I equate it to
Wait a minute. The thing is, though, if you don't have shows, if you only had two or three shows in the entire year,
right?
How can I rank you as being on the top of the list?
That's my point.
I can't listen to you.
Right. It's you listen to three shows and you got it for the last year and a half. And that's some people do that. And they have every right to do that. But why are you penalizing me? I put out a product every week. I put out something every month. Right. Every week, every month, whatever you want.
Not only that, over the last 6 years, how many shows have you put into the pod show, Podomatic?
Over 100. Well, yeah, over 100.
Well over 100. You've put so many shows in. It's unbelievable.
If I was just recording junk, like if I was just sitting out in my backyard,
dude,
that's fine.
You weren't recording junk. When you got big names from the paranormal world, like, you know, how can I forget Linda Moulton now? You know, geez. As a matter of fact, wait a minute. Oh, God, I can't.
Stanton Friedman.
There you go. I always forget his name.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I always, but, I mean, people like Stanton Friedman, who's very well known. He's done TV. He's done radio. Right. He's done local talk. Linda Moulton Howe, who has been doing these investigations for years and is basically considered to be an expert in her field. And they're on your show talking to you. And then they leave and go, anytime you want me back, Rob, please bring me back. I'd be happy to talk to you again. Come on, that's got to count for something on ratings. And you mean to tell me a show like that with people that are top in the field, you're getting a rating of 2253?
But that's what I'm saying is it doesn't make any sense. I sent them a letter of complaint. I talked to their CEO through emails, and I have to say, it's like dealing with a company run by children. I can't believe the emails I've gotten back from my CEO, okay? And I said, you know, you guys messed
scares
up.
Scares you to think. Scares
yeah.
you to think.
Customer service is not their number one ranking, okay? Let's
See,
put
that's
it that
not
way.
Good. So, okay. So basically,
well, no, hold on. I equated it. When I put that there, I equated it to, like, Babe Ruth hitting a home run. And he doesn't get ranked as high because people aren't tweeting about it and twitting about it and commenting on it and embedding in it and commenting and following it and putting on a playlist and everything. People aren't following it as much as a kid that, say, struck out in a little league down the street, and he's got 12 friends that are twitting and tweeting about it
right.
back and forth.
Why? That's just it. That's what doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with the show.
It has nothing to do with the production value of the show, the content, the quality, or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, okay, they want to change the formula. Okay, they don't want to just be based in, like, downloads.
Okay.
All right, that's fine. You want to go for content and all that. Well, then you have to have one or several of your members who are dedicated to listening to all these shows, these different shows, to all these Podomatic, you know, all these people doing a Podomatic show, and listening for the quality and content and actually rating it.
Right. Well, see, that's rating it. That's too subjective, too. This stuff has nothing to do, like, likes, embeds, playlists, follows,
that's
and
what
comments
saying.
Have
if
nothing to do with it.
Right. It has nothing to do with it. But if I'm rating your show based on its content, that's a fair assessment of whether or not you're a good show.
Well, that's what listeners do. They go back when they leave comments and stuff like that. Sometimes they leave it on iTunes, which is understandable.
Right.
But I had some joker leave something on iTunes that has nothing to do with my show. It's an advertisement for another show. If I suck so bad, why are you leaving an advertisement on my show about your show or some show you want me to listen to, your friend or whatever like that?
Right, because they know that your show is so well listened to, they're going to get the advertising out there.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, and I'm not trying to put anybody else down. What I'm saying is this is stupid. I mean, they
well,
just have...
It's not a fair analysis of any show.
It has nothing to do with the quality of a show. If
no.
somebody listens to it and likes it, and clicks on it, that should not be a ranking on a show.
That's what I'm saying. Based on this, just based on the format that they have laid out. So what you're telling me is if I had several celebrities, if I was doing a celebrity talk show all the time, and based on all this, if people are not doing all this on playlists and all that, and say I'm doing a two-hour show every time, who's going to put a two-hour celebrity talk show on their playlist?
That's my point. That's
my okay?
point.
So that my ratings are going to go down, but I might be getting big names like Kardashian girls now, like Khloe Kardashian or,
yeah.
you know, or yeah, you know, all the different girls or Paris Hilton or mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan and all that, all these big names. But my ratings are going to be way down if I don't have people putting it on playlists and I don't have them right. basically embedding for me and, you know, and
well,
favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. And I know what it was going to be. I knew people were going to be like, oh, you're just mad because they changed the formula. I'm just upset because now it's the secret. They don't even tell you what the formula is. It's a secret. In other words, you buy our product, we're not going to tell you how we figure out the ranking system. Thanks
well, because,
a lot.
Because the ranking system doesn't have anything that correlates to the show.
That's my point.
It doesn't make any sense.
That's my point.
Essentially, what it is they can rate it. They can rate what they want.
And I hate to say this, but I'm sorry. It's starting to sound like it's rigged. It sounds like it's rigged.
Yeah.
It
well,
sounds could, like they fixed it. It's all fixed.
Well, let's see. The biggest payers get the best spots.
I'm paying for this service, man.
Yeah, but maybe somebody's paying more than you.
But I'm saying to you is that there's people on there that aren't even paying. There's people that are ranked higher that aren't even paying. It's like, hold on a second. You don't tell me how... It's like telling somebody, you don't tell them how to win, how to even play chess. You don't tell them the rules, but you, when they lose, oh, you lost. Okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
What? How am I supposed to compete?
I mean, dude, for all we know, the top-ranked shows could be their shows that they're making themselves.
The top-ranked shows should be the most popular shows. People that like the show, they come back and listen to the show. It shouldn't be based on unique downloads. If somebody comes along and listens to one of my shows and they say, I want 100 more of them because I like that one show, I should get credit for that.
Exactly, because they want to listen to that show. Obviously, there's good content that everybody wants to listen to.
Exactly. So I don't want to keep going on about it because people at home will be like...
Yeah, I know. You're really beating a dead horse, aren't
you? No, I'm not really. I'm actually doing pretty good. But interesting. I wanted to do a one or two news stories before we have Darren up at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Do you remember in the news they had that balloon boy? Remember
yes.
That whole thing?
Yep.
And supposedly floated away on a balloon. His dad was all worried about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and here it was all a big hoax because the boy was actually in the garage.
Yeah, yeah. And
yeah.
He came out and started talking to him, and he said, well, my dad told me to hide and stuff like that.
Right, right.
It was some kind of big rigged thing. Speaking of rigged things, here's a story. Apparently the balloon is still in existence, which I don't know why, but, okay, Denver, Colorado. A Colorado man who bought... The balloon boy saucer apparently is going to go on display. A Colorado man who bought the balloon boy saucer says he plans to display it at his sports card store in the Denver suburb of Aurora, then cut it up for souvenirs. Michael Fruitman says he acquired the inflatable from a California attorney representing Richard and Mayumi Heaney, who says Fruitman paid $2,502 for it in an auction. Fruitman said it will go on display Thursday at Mike Stadium Sports Cards. That's where you want things going on display, the sports card show.
Yeah, I know. That kind of makes sense. Show. Well, it's the collectible.
The silver UFO-like helium balloon gripped the country's attention in 2009. I just want to go on record saying I was not gripped, okay? When the Heaneys said their 6-year-old son had floated away in it, they were charged when it was discovered the boy was never on board and had to pay a $36,000 in restitution. The Heaneys live in Fort Collins at the time, but have now since moved to Florida. So somebody bought this, and now they're putting it on display. What's the value of this?
Zero.
Is there a gawker value? Because I don't get it.
I don't get it either, dude.
What's the point?
I don't get it. I see no value in it. I mean, think about it. He's talking about like cutting it up into pieces and selling it as souvenirs. Would you want to go buy one?
I don't see the value in the story. It's basically somebody got hoaxed.
Right.
I think it had CNN. I may be wrong. CNN was hoaxed or something like that.
I don't know who it was. Yeah, but one of the stations were hoaxed. But
right.
That's my point. Would you really want to go buy a piece of it? For what?
I don't get it. So they're going to cut it up and for souvenirs. Like it's the Wright brothers plane.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's somebody who made up a hoax. I don't want to treat it like it was a hero story.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense
to
me. Yeah, so.
It's to me, it's valueless.
Right, right. I talked about this on the show before. Have you ever heard of the sport? I'm going to let you adjust your microphone. Hold on a second. Have you ever heard of there's a sport out there on the internet called planking. Have you ever heard of it?
You know, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
That's too low. You got to bring it up a little bit. Because I got, yeah, there you go.
How's that?
That's
better?
Great. Yeah, it just has to be right. Yeah, it's almost like you have to eat the microphone here because of the way that's, you know.
Well, it doesn't smell tasty.
So, have you ever heard of planking?
I've heard of it, but I really don't know what it is.
Okay, planking is basically like a sport activity. I don't even want to say a sport. It's an activity where people go and they plank themselves. They basically turn into a wood board and become very stiff and lay in peculiar places. For example...
Okay, peculiar like what?
Like one guy got arrested for planking on top of a police car. He got up on the car and laid across it, and friends took the picture, and the cops arrested him. Gave him a ticket or something like that. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And they post this on the internet. So it's like you're supposed to be as rigid as all get out and be in weird places. Like the one story I did, the guy was planking like seven stories up on like a balcony.
Yeah.
And he planked, and his friend took the picture, and he fell off, and he died. So...
So planking actually can be very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. And like the more obscure it is, the weirder places you get it, the cooler it's supposed to be. The like if they take your picture and you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're rigid.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like just straight, stiff as a board.
Yeah, and you just lay across weird stuff or you put yourself in a weird position.
So like if I could do that with a bear on the back of a bear planking, that would be like one of the ultimates, right?
Oh, yeah. You could probably sell that balloon for like $36,000 and then cut it up to pieces.
Well, no. I'm talking about the bear, not the balloon.
Yeah, we could do something like that. But, okay, so that, they it was like in Melbourne, I think it was, where the guy fell off the seven stories to his death. Well, there's a thing out now that people have changed it. The internet has brought out crazy people. Has given a platform to the crazy people.
Well, not only just the crazy people. Do you think people just don't know what to do with themselves anymore?
Yeah, whatever happened to just going outside and just playing with everybody, having fun? Or
playing a game, you know?
Exactly.
Remember, like, kick the can or, you know, or Munchy Crunchy and all that. We got to go out planking now?
Yeah, okay.
But go ahead, you're selling something about this. What have they done to change it up?
Okay, for those of you not in the know, now it's called, air quotes, owling, okay? It's a brand new activity where people pose for pictures by crouching like an owl in unusual places, such as on top of a car, fountain, or a staircase.
Okay.
In other words, owling is the new planking.
Okay, let me ask the general American populace this for anybody who's listening, okay? What moron thought this up, and why is it people are so much of an idiot to do it?
I don't get it. I understand maybe a little kid does it on like the back of his sofa.
Right, but kids play. But, they're a perfect example. I mean, it's like... Look, somebody said, let's do owling, and, you know, some moronic idiot came up with an idea of owling, and now everybody mimics that?
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm
showing you pictures of it.
Yeah, I know. That's what it is. I'm like, looking at the pictures. And the funniest thing, I bet you the people that are thinking this up and getting everybody to do this are the very people who do not socialize, do not get out much around other people, and are laughing their butts off at how stupid everybody is, basically following their lead. These are probably the same people that these people make fun of and put down as being the antisocial people that they don't even want to talk to.
Exactly.
And they're following these people's ideas like idiots.
Well, here's the thing. Here's one of the pictures. The guy's owling on top of... I hate to even use the term owling. The guy's being an idiot, okay?
Yeah.
On top of an M&M machine, has like a bunch of like candies in it, and he's standing on top of the machine. There's his daughter right next to him.
Oh, this is a great example to set for your kids. Yeah.
She's little. She's like maybe a year.
Uh-huh.
He could fall on her and kill her.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
But he's
But he's setting a perfect example. Yeah. Isn't that a great daddy?
So these are all the pictures. I just find it how stupid people are.
I once saw a movie. And it basically was like the dummying up of America, you know. And, you know, I see traits of that in everyday life. And this kind of brings out that as well. It's like, it's, let's not think and just do stupid things. That's what I see this as.
What movie are you talking about?
Oh, God, I forget the name of it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's it based on?
Well, it's based on basically as America Goes into a Future, a guy gets put frozen.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. There you go. There you go. Perfectly, like, you know, like the IQ of everybody is so low.
Yeah.
You know, because they're all sitting around talking about, like, everybody's drinking this, you know, high protein drink, you know, or high protein, yeah, or a high level drink that's good for you. And the guy goes, like, okay, it's good for you, but why is it good for you? Because it has electrolytes. Well, what are electrolytes? Nobody could answer it, but they know it's good for you.
You're talking about Brondo.
Yeah, Brondo, yeah.
The thirst mutilator.
Yeah. It's like, but in everyday activity with people today, I see more and more just, like, stupid stuff, and I have to wonder why.
Well, it's, you know, it's an interesting show and an interesting story and everything, but I get what you're saying. What you're saying is how it relates to us as people.
Yeah. I mean, who the writer and directors of the show and all that, that's what they were basically mocking, is how much dumber America has become.
Yeah, I try not to lump everybody in one thing. It's hard to do that sometimes because things come along that are just so unbelievable, and everybody seems, a lot of people, most of the people seem to follow it. And I just amazed sometimes.
Right. You know, it's for me it's about whatever happened to that leader mentality and the you know, think about what you do and brilliant ideas and all that that happened in, like, the late 19th and early 20th century. Where is all that?
Well, you know, I like to be original when I try to do. Why would I go and say, oh, owling, let me go out and do that all over the place. And everybody knows what I'm doing.
That's my point. Why are people, like, no matter how stupid it is, why do people just follow?
I don't know, man.
It's moronic. And the worst part is, if they found out who the true ideal person was. I'll give you a real quick example.
Yeah, real quick, because I got another real story quick to go to before the
Top of the hour. Real quick example of that. Most guys generally hate gay men, okay? Generally, most guys are homophobics. They hate gay men. They put them down and all that. Yet, those same guys don't even realize that the clothing that they wear every day, it is not made by some straight guy with style. It is gay men who make the men's clothing in this country. In all the styles and all that. In other words...
Where did this come from?
No. In other words, the point that I'm making is that people follow so blindly that the very people they put down are the ones they don't even realize that they're following.
I don't follow any of that logic.
You didn't follow... Okay.
I know what you're saying. I don't.
No, you don't follow the logic.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the same point I just made about why sit there and like with the pictures, doing the owling and the planking. It was probably a guy that you won't even talk to, that you put down and you basically think is antisocial, wouldn't even deal with, that is creating that, and then you're going to follow it. Well, it's the same thing with the clothing. You're going to sit there and put down gay men, you want to bash them, you hate them, and this and that, yet your very clothes are designed by them, and you wear them proudly as if this is made for you by a straight guy. It's like, why do you basically... You don't get it.
I get what you're saying. I don't follow your logic. I mean, I don't. Where did that come from? That's just all of a sudden you said, okay.
It's just off the top of my head.
Oh, it is.
Like, yeah, it is. It is just off the top of my head. Yeah.
I don't know where to go with that. Because, like, I don't think most people hate gay men.
No. I don't think most people hate gay men. But a lot of people do not. And that's what I'm saying is the point is it's the same thing. They're running around wearing these clothes that are made by gay men, and they don't even realize. They think that, you know, they're being made by heterosexual guys that's, you know, designing their clothing. But yet they're going to basically down these people, and they don't realize they're following somebody. And that's my point. The clothing that they're wearing, they're following a guy that they can't stand. It's the same thing like people doing this stupid stuff, following planking and owling. They're doing this something that probably is somebody they would never even talk to.
If you want to drop Steve an email, go ahead and give your email address, Steve.
My email address?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wow, you're actually going to let me have an email address out?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, simple. Cheswold@juno.com. Cheswold, CHEZWOLD, and that's at Juno, JUNO.com.
Very, I, I think I you know. Said all of it right there. I didn't know where that all came from, but hey, what it's your thing. Okay.
Yeah, I know. You have a hard time following logic.
I well, know what you're saying.
Well, a guy that does like Cookie Monster with the dog in the room,
Well, yeah.
I can understand why he can't follow me.
It's not that I can't follow you. I understand exactly what you're saying. It was a little random to me. But that's just me. I may be wrong. People may send to you and say, Steve, you're exactly right. I followed you. Rob don't know what he's talking about. So,
yeah. Yeah. I know there's one that'll definitely be emailing.
There's a, I want to get to a story before the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, we have Darren Dito, who is a, from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes.
He's their anchorman down there, local anchorman, who's going to be talking to us about these subjects. And I'm going to let him talk about himself and give his bio. I didn't want to say little bio, but his bio, and he'll be able to talk about that with us here on the show. So that's around the top of the hour. I invite you to stick around. If you want to give us a call, 610-701-WCHE, 610-701-9243. There's a story here. I'm always interested in this kind of stuff. Ex-astronaut story. It's with Musgraves. Musgrave, the astronaut. ETs exist, but they're just not visiting Earth, according to this guy. When former astronaut Story Musgrave addresses an unexpected huge throng of UFO believers in California next week, he'll delight the crowd when he tells them he believes we're not alone in the universe. But then he's going to tell members of the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON, the largest UFO research organization in the world, just what they don't want to hear. Earth has probably not been visited by extraterrestrials. And that's bound to disappoint many of the paying crowd at the 42 annual MUFON Symposium in Irvine, California. The gathering will feature nuclear physicist Stanton Friedman, former Air Force intelligence officer George Filer, and other prominent UFO researchers. Quote, I'm going to tell them that, for me, and my interpretation of everything that's come my way, I cannot arrive at the idea that have been visited, either in the past or now. Okay, I know what he's trying to say, but
yeah,
that we've ever been visited. That's all of it's in the past. I mean, from this moment backwards is all the past. Musgrave, who's logged 25 million miles during 6 space shuttle missions and who developed the spacesuit that was used by shuttle astronauts for spacewalk, says that despite dozens of military eyewitnesses, photos, films, and collaborating radar reports, he's still not convinced. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
So he's basically saying ETs exist, they're just not coming here. He's not convinced based on people's eyewitness accounts. I guess it's just not enough for him, which, you know, that's his opinion. But
okay, so historically, as we look at the ancient carvings and hieroglyphs and all that, and there's bits and pieces of suggestions of vehicle craft and visitors from space mm-hmm. coming to this planet, basically he believes that absolutely that we've never been visited by ETs at all.
I am assuming that's what he's saying. So he's saying they exist, but they haven't visited us ever. So
okay. So I mean, see, I understand what he's trying to say, but I can't see where the logic comes in for that, because according to a lot of the ancient drawings and depictions and writings and all that, they talk about visitors.
Well, here's one of the quotes from
another, other planets visiting us.
Quote, some astronauts have been quoted as saying they think they're, in parentheses, aliens out there. I have seen their evidence, and for me it's not evidence, he said. Other astronauts were not able to provide me with any empirical evidence either. Okay, so he's saying that we don't produce, I guess it's photographs and tangible evidence, as he puts it, then it's not logical. I don't know.
Not
for him.
The thing is that you have too much. Okay, I know you do not have 100% physical evidence of particular things, but you also have too much overwhelming evidence of, suggestive from ancient history to today, that basically puts out there that aliens have been visiting the planet for thousands of years.
I am up against it, Steve, up against the hour here.
Okay, so it's time to shut it down.
Yeah, I got to basically go to what we're going to do is we're going to take a break real quick. And when we come back, we're going to have by phone a gentleman by the name of Darren Dido. He's going to be talking to us about his experiences as the in his job being doing stories. I mean, cool. Doing stories for TV.
Wish they do it up this way.
They do some of them, but we'll see how that goes. So you're listening to the Paranormal Cafe here on WCHE 1520 AM, Westchester.
You're listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester, heard worldwide at WCHE1520.com.